It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with Troy Toma. Hey, Troy.
Hey, Cal. Nice to finally connect with you again.
Yeah, you bet. You bet. New tune called Back in the Day. We'll talk about that in just a second. But I guess it's been a little bit of time since you and I had a chat. What's been going on?
I've been doing some writing. I've been doing some smaller gigs recently, some private functions. So keeping the chops up, you know, and pumping the new song, doing lots of interviews lately. So getting lots of radio play across Canada.
Good.
So pretty excited for it.
Yeah. Good, good. BC is where you're from, correct?
Correct, exactly. Yep. Vancouver, yeah.
You bet. So you said you're small, playing some gigs and whatnot. So I'm thinking people are just loving it finally, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a couple of years since, you know, we were able to do any live music, so people have been coming out in big crowds, so it's nice to see everybody and getting the full reaction from everyone once again.
Terrific. Let's talk about this song called Back in the Day. Tell me about that song.
Well, I've been writing with Gord Maxwell from the band Chilliwack. So he's a well-known Canadian icon from, you know, way back when. So we've been writing together for probably just over a year now. And this is one that we started together, and we came up the concept with just, you know, it's a very popular saying for one, right? Everybody's always saying, hey, back in the day this, back in the day that, right? But for this particular song, it kind of, you know, is on a few different levels. Like, you know, back in the day, obviously the gas was cheaper. Back in the day, you know, when a candy bar was, you know, a dollar or whatever, right? And then, you know, of course, back in the day, you know, like how our parents were raised and stuff like that as well, right? And just how, you know, the evolution of technology has changed, you know, and how fast pacing that everything, you know, is evolving, you know, just in the last 50 years. I mean, you know, now we have electric cars and stuff like that, and, you know, how everything on the internet has grown so much, you know. And there's a line in the song, you know, when we used to, when all our friends weren't online. So, you know, a lot of people, like, we spend so much time, you know, communicating with. So it's just how everything is evolving, you know. And on another level, though, of course, a lot of things don't change, as in the song it says, you know, like, you know, our love for our pets or our love for our family, or like how, you know, people make us feel, or, you know, how, what it feels to, like, to feel pain, you know, like those type of things don't change, right?
Yeah.
So like I said, the song has a lot of layers to it, so it's something that you can listen to over and over and kind of catch something different, sort of thing.
So
I love that about songs, right? You know,
yeah,
it's always something new to discover when you keep listening to it. I love that.
And as you said, Troy, is something that everyone can relate to. Boy, how many times have we said that, right? Back in the day, or remember when, or something like that, right?
Absolutely, and that's exactly it. And, you know, I love writing songs that, you know, are not only can come from a personal standpoint, but also something that everybody can relate to. So I was playing at a, you know, just at a, it's called Princeton, it's a pub downtown, and I started, you know, introducing the song, you know, as I always do with an original. I talk a little bit of how it's been written, and people, it just got people's attention right away. They're just, you could see that their ear and their heads turn, and they're like, oh, back in the, you know, you could just see that they could relate to it on one level or another, right? So I love that about songs like that.
That's great. Where did you record it?
Yeah. We recorded it. We did three songs. It used to be called Little Mountain Sound down in Vancouver, with Sheldon Zaharko. And so they've changed names a few times or whatever. But it's a well-known recording studio. I mean, Bon Jovi's recorded there, AC/DC, you know, a lot of big Aerosmith. I mean, a lot of big bands have recorded there. So, yeah, really, really good, well-known. Yeah, it was just having a really good vibe in the studio that day. We did three songs, and Country Thunder, as we did talked about there a little while back. We released that one, and then, of course, this is the second one that came out of the batch of three, and then we're just about to release the third one here probably in about a month or so.
Nice, nice. Well, it's nice that you're keeping busy, Troy. That's cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just constantly, you know, as an artist, I'm always wanting to write. I'm always wanting to grow and evolve and learn, you know. And I think that's the greatest thing about being a musician and artist, is just always wanting and having that desire to learn. And then you get to share that with others, right? And they see you grow and learn as well as an artist. So that's, I think that's just a great thing.
Nice. How do we get a hold of you on social media, Troy? What's the best way for that?
Yeah, always Facebook. Anybody that can read that wants to reach out to me, always on Facebook. I'm on Instagram, and I got a YouTube channel as well. So, yeah, if anybody wants to reach out and connect a little bit, I'm always there to respond. I like when people say, you know, I was listening to your song, and it got me up dancing at 3 in the morning. Stuff like that. I get that quite a bit, so nice. That's pretty cool to see.
Terrific, Troy. Yeah. Well, thanks for the chat today. Good luck with this this new song of yours, and I guess we'll be talking again in the near future, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Cal.
Troy Toma on the Coast to Coast Close-Up.